Vice Prime Minister, Finance Minister. It's unusual that the Finance Minister is sitting in the last row, but this is also a signal being part of the people. Thank you, first of all, for the invitation to be here in Croatia. It's my second visit to Croatia in order to prepare everything for the accession from the 1st of July 2013, which is expected by everybody in the European family. But a lot of work has to be done. It's very ambitious because, you know, for the remaining half of the year 2013, there's additional money available. It's up to approximately 450 million euro, and it's absolutely necessary to spend this money. I will offer the translation immediately. To spend this money not only adequately, sustainable, future-oriented, but to spend it in principle.
Poštovani gospodine potpredsjedniče Vlade, ministre financije, nije tako česta scena da vidimo ministra financije u zadnjim redovima, ali to samo pokazuje da je on dio cijele ekipe. Evo, ja sam ovdje po drugi puta u Hrvatskoj, pogotovo što se tiče same teme pristupanja. Znamo da će Hrvatska postati članicom 1.7.2013. godine i tu svi imaju velika očekivanja, međutim puno je i posla još pred nama. To je uistinu jedan vrlo ambiciozan plan, jer trebamo reći da za ovaj jedan dio godine 2013. na raspolaganju je 450 milijuna eura i taj iznos uistinu treba iskoristiti na jedan adekvatan i održiv način.
Our common understanding, and I have to emphasize this, our common understanding is that structural funds have to be seen as an investment money, meaning that we invest in people, we invest in regions in order to get back more than what we have invested.
Naš zajednički cilj je, pri tome bih još jednom želio upravo naglasiti ovo zajednički, je da kroz strukturne fondove nastavimo investirati novac u ljude, u regije, kako bismo onda još više dobili od onoga što smo investirali.
So I was grateful to hear that the new government is planning to increase the staff which is able to run and to manage all these projects. There was in the past a certain understaffing, and it's necessary to meet these challenges. We from the European Commission will provide every assistance, every training opportunities in order to equip the people with the necessary knowledges.
I uistinu sam bio zahvalan i bilo je dobro čuti da će nova vlada povećati broj zaposlenika, upravo onih zaposlenika koji imaju dovoljno znanja i sposobnosti za upravljanje takvim projektima, jer činjenica je da u prošlosti je bio nedostatan broj takvih zaposlenika, a radi se uistinu o vrlo velikim izazovima. Mi kao Evropska komisija smo uistinu spremni pomoći u bilo kojem obliku, bilo kroz izobrazbu, neku drugu vrstu pomoći, u svakom slučaju stojimo na raspolaganju.
But finally, we have already started to discuss and to prepare the next financial period from 2014 to 2020 in order to prepare the ground, to have an idea what might be the operational programs. There is a clear aim of the European Union to have a focus on the support of small, medium-sized enterprises, their innovation capacity to increase, to improve their competitiveness. And this is definitely also a target for Croatia. Also here, we share the same opinion, and therefore structural funds will be available in the future also for SMEs or, for instance, to offer microcredits to really micro companies in order to create sustainable jobs here in Croatia.
Mi smo isto tako počeli već i razgovarati o razdoblju 2014-2020. Treba i u tom smislu isto pripremiti teren, dakle već su potrebne određene ideje što se tiče i operativnih programa i tu i mi kao Europska unija imamo određene ciljeve, recimo fokusirati se i na mala i srednja poduzeća, inovativne kapacitete, kako bi se upravo pojačala konkurentnost tih malih i srednjih poduzeća. To je jedan od naših ciljeva, to je cilj i u Hrvatskoj, tu smo istog mišljenja, dakle upravo da kroz strukturne fondove se fokusiramo i na ta mala i srednja poduzeća, recimo kroz mikrokredite za mikrotvrtke, dakle kako bi se mogla poboljšati održivost poslovanja, odnosno održivost radnih mjesta u Hrvatskoj.